Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Review Work Party Meeting Number 3 on the 8th of October, 2019 at 1600 UTC. The members attending the call today are KC and Sebastian. Observer Sophie Hay has joined. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer Nagar and Brenda. Technical writer Bernie Turcotte has joined, and we do have apologies from Daniel and Cheryl. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking. And KC, I'll turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Thank you. This is KC. So today we're restricting the focus to just, I want to talk a little bit about Section 9, but Section 10, Issue 8, Assessment of Reviews. Part of the reason I think this leaks into other sections is that I'm not comfortable with some of the decisions that I guess were made while I was out on how we actually assess the previous reviews. But we can talk about that later, or at some other meeting. I'm pretty confused about the use of the category not applicable. So I think, I don't know if that's going to leak into Section 10, but we'll go back and talk about that at some other point. So now we're going to review Section 10. And I read this draft a few weeks ago, and I was confused about how the assessments came to be. And I looked in the Show Your Work spreadsheet, and I still didn't get it. So I thought maybe others on the call could help me interpret this. So for example, 10.2.1.1, I don't see this as, I don't see how the review team can assure that this recommendation was implemented when some of those reviews aren't even done yet.
KC, I see that Bernie has his hand up.
Oh, I'm supposed to do this. Okay, Bernie, yes, thank you.
Thank you. I had originally put up my hand to say I spoke to Pat, and he gives his apologies too for not joining the call. And so if we could add that, please, Brenda. As to the implementation, I think we've been over the process several times. I don't know if it's worth going over it again. I really think that given that we haven't finished the conclusions on this section, probably the best thing to do if you disagree with these is to comment on them in the document, and we will get to that and then review them as a plenary. And maybe we can review the implementation and effectiveness.
Oh, so this is KC. That's what I did weeks ago, but then was told that we should be discussing those in the review party, set up a call to discuss it in the review working group.
Well, you can discuss what comments you want to make as a review working party and then include them in the document, or you can make them as individuals. That's fine either way. But I think the understanding was that since you'd been away for a while, maybe some other people in the working party could help walk you through this. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of attendance here. We're just basically two members of the review team. So, we can walk through them. I can tell you what I know of it and why this came to. But as I said, the conclusions for Section 10 are, as far as I know, all in draft mode. And so they can be reviewed. So if it's useful for you while we've got this airtime, we can walk through them. If not, then please put your comments right in the Google Doc is probably the best thing, as we said earlier.
Okay, I did that earlier, and I'm happy to do that again on the new version of the Google Doc, if that's the most efficient way to proceed.
Yeah, I think as Cheryl said last week, that is really the basis for our work going forward, and for people who don't have access to Google Docs, we've said that they can send us their comments in a Word document if that's what they want to do, and we'll re-enter them in the Google Doc so we can concentrate our comments on the Google Doc. But if people have access, we'd prefer that they put them directly in the Google Doc, and then when we go through it at the plenary, we'll go through that document.
Okay, so that's what I should do now?
Yeah, I really think that is one of the best things. And you've got a hand from Sebastian.
Sebastian.
Yes, thank you. Maybe what we can do here, and if it's possible, it's to go to the Google Doc where you put your comments. Because if we want to discuss something, the best way to go through your comments, or we do something totally different during this call. But if we want to be efficient, I think it will be better to discuss it, and then you will take, after this discussion, the part you want to still be taken into account by the plenary to the new Google Doc. Because if you have already done a lot of work, then I think we need to use this work for something. At least it's my proposal for today, because we are the only member of the group participating here, and if we want to do something useful, maybe that's a way to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. I would agree with that, although I don't think it's necessary for ICANN folks to dig it up, because the main comments with this particular section were for pretty much every recommendation, I didn't see evidence that it was implemented. So I'm wanting at least some URL that represents how this was implemented, or some explanation from who decided that it was implemented, how they decided it. And I did look at the spreadsheet, and I couldn't get this out of the spreadsheet. I'm also not comfortable with the use of this not applicable for recommendations that weren't implemented, or that we couldn't figure out how effective they were, because I think that's sort of defeating the purpose of the point of the review. And so that may be a bigger issue that we need to talk about in plenary, but I'm wanting to know if just anybody else on the review team or on the call, on the review subteam or the call, has any concern with that taxonomy that Bernard said was already agreed upon in the plenary, and I missed it. So again, if there's not enough people here on the call, I can take this to the list, but I did take it to the list and I was told take it to this review party. So I just, again, need to know what process you want me to follow, and I'll follow it.
You have Bernard on the list, on the...
Oh, Bernard, hand. Yeah, Bernard, go. Sorry, I'm watching the hands now.
Thank you. Not applicable is only used, just to be clear, not about implementation, but only for effectiveness. In certain cases, what you will find is that there was no way to, some people assessed that the implementation was done or partially done, and but couldn't give an assessment of effectiveness because there was no way to assess that. So that's what they used under effectiveness, if there was no way to judge if it was effective or not. So not applicable is not used for implementation. It's only used for effectiveness.
Thank you. And my point was that I don't agree with using that word to mean we cannot evaluate the effectiveness. That's a really different meaning of a word.
And that can be part of your comments going in.
And as I said, I sent this to the list already, and it's in the Google Doc. So if you want me to just go do that all over again, I will go do that all over again.
Well, this is our current version. I think that's what Cheryl asked last week, specifically for section 10, is probably the best use of everyone's time here instead of rehashing the thing. So if you put in suggest mode or in comments in the document, then we'll, when we get to this, we'll plow through those with your comments.
Okay, so what did the leadership want us to do with this call today?
I believe the idea of the leadership was to get a sense of your work party relative to your concerns. But with only two people on here, we're not going to do that. That's the problem. And I think maybe part of the problem was the short notice for that. So the intent, as far as I can remember or understand it, is that you had some significant concerns and the leadership was saying, okay, fine. Why don't you validate those with your work party? And if it's a comment from the whole work party, then that will be how the plenary will look at it versus a comment from just KC.
Okay. But so since we don't have a quorum from the work party, should we change the approach there? And I just put it in as a comment from KC, or if Sebastian agrees, then I put it in as a comment from the work party?
Well, you don't really have a work party meeting with just two people. So if you and Sebastian agree, then you can put them in as joint comments. Sure, that's fine. You have a hand from Sebastian.
Sorry, Sebastian, go ahead.
Yeah, but really, we are in a strange situation because we are just two of us and a lot of people around us to help us to work, and nobody else join. I saw that some people have answered that they will participate in a doodle, but they are not here. Whatever you want to do, maybe we can go through the section 10 and you take your comments verbally here, and we will add it on the document as we go along, or you do it by writing, and there is no big change. If you put your name or your name and my name, it will not change anything, I guess. It's not we are not a super majority, and we are just 1+1, and that's no absolutely need for that. I just want to make a general comment. It's that I really understand why and why you push on some of the issue. I want to explain why for some of those subject I didn't raise a specific issue, because I thought that whatever we say about one topic, it's not so important that it must be changed. Because what we need to find out together, and not just two of us, but the whole group, it's where we want to make comments for AT-RT3. Therefore, it needs to be something that we will be able to validate with a new way of validating comments. That's been a lot of work. Therefore, it needs to be something that we think it's really very, very important. Yes, you will tell me that maybe some part will not be accurate. I will accept this point of view, but I think as we need to concentrate on things, I prefer to struggle for some specific things than to all of them. It's just my point of view and how I deal with that, just to give you my thought on that. And you can do whatever you want. If you put comments in each and every pieces where you think it's useful, then we will discuss it and hopefully change some of them. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Sebastian, that's helpful. Bernard?
Thank you. I believe what Sebastian was using the word comment but he meant recommendations. Am I correct, Sébastien?
Yes, definitely. Sorry about that. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, and this is one discussion we had while you were away in detail, which we mentioned on the last couple of calls. The threshold for making a recommendation has gone significantly higher. And there is a lot of work to make a recommendation. So one of the things that was agreed to was that we're not going to try and make recommendations about everything because we will never get through it. Specifically, given our timeline now, which says that we will publish for public consultation in mid-December. So that basically means we have the Singapore meeting and we wrap that up, and we have some maybe one or two meetings after that to adjust a few things, and we've got to get writing. I've got to get writing to produce a draft. So what we said is, as Sébastien said, we're going to focus on making recommendations for high-value targets, or the low-hanging fruit, however you want to do that, because it's going to be a lot of work. Also, what we said, given that it's going to be that difficult to make recommendations, that, and bearing in mind also the recent decisions regarding the CCT review, where a number of recommendations the board said they just weren't going to do. We basically, when we discussed this, we said we're going to focus on the high value targets, but we added also about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the notion of doing suggestions, which basically the board can do what it wants with, but we're not tied to producing all the material that is required for a recommendation with those suggestions. So that's a little bit of background. I don't know if that helps to fill in from what Sébastien was saying. Thank you.
This is Casey. It helps a lot because I think now I've discovered the point of tension here. I don't believe any of my suggested changes in this section would induce any new recommendations. I don't think they have necessarily any implications for other sections. But our charge was to do two things. In addition to the recommendations, it was to evaluate the implementation of the previous recommendations. And so what I'm concerned about is that we do that as precisely and as accurately and defensively as possible. So if I go look at the assessment in this section and I can't find the data that backs up the assessment, that's a red flag for me. And I understand we're doing the light touch, but when I find data that contradicts the assessment and I only spend 5 minutes doing it, it seems to me we should reevaluate how we do this assessment in this section, which again, looking at them right now, it's not clear to me there's any ramification on recommendations later, except in the macroscopic sense of, are the reviews working and how can we improve the reviews? But we're making those recommendations anyway. So I don't see any edit suggestions I make here to create any new work for Bernard or anybody else on the team, just improving the accuracy of the assessment, of our assessments here. Okay, I didn't see who was first, Sébastien.
Bernard was first, sorry.
But Bernard. You. Bernard?
I unmute and it'll go a lot better. I like this system. It tells you when you're muted and you're talking to yourself. Listen, as I said, we haven't done a second pass on this, but it's not a question of creating work for Bernard. It's a question that the plenary has gone over them, but it doesn't mean it can't go over them. So in this section, as we said earlier, please put in your comments. We'll go over them one more time and we can adjust the implementation and effectiveness. And as I said, the conclusions are, as far as I know, in this section, all draft. So definitely have a look at those, because we've definitely got to come to terms with those before we even think about making recommendations. Thank you.
Sebastian?
Yeah, I agree with Bernard. Taking this conversation, it's at the best way, even if it's some additional work for you. It's just you put back your comments in this version of the draft, and hopefully we will discuss it in any plenary or in Singapore. I agree with you that there are parts we are not accurate. How I will say that to be elegant. It's that some people have work more than others, and it's, you can see it in the result of the evaluation. And therefore, if you disagree, just say it, and we will go through again at the next possible time. Thank you.
Thank you. Hands just flipped up. Bernard again? Okay, Bernard.
Thanks. Just adding on to what Sebastian was saying is it's probably what would be the best thing is if you disagree with the assessment of the implementation, the effectiveness, you can propose text in suggest mode. And I think that as Sebastian said, given the instructions that were given to the group when these assignments were handed out several months ago, was to do a light touch. Some people interpreted that with a high degree of variability, let's put it that way. And so maybe that's part of the issue here. But definitely, we'll continue saying this. Don't only put in a comment that you don't agree with this. If you have some draft text to accompany that, then by all means put it in also, because that will help the discussion a lot.
Right. Although I did that in the other document, but in many cases it was, you know, even what's written in the implementation description, to me, I infer that the recommendation was not implemented, and yet the conclusion is that it was implemented. So sometimes my draft text is rather small, and that's why I think it's going to need discussion of, you know, how did you get from these words to the conclusion? But okay, Bernard, your hand is still up, again up.
Oh, sorry, and I wanted to say, Jennifer took a stab at including the link to the recordings and transcripts where those ATRT2 recommendations, the assessments, were discussed by the plenary.
Oh, so, that'd be great.
So if you go back to the spreadsheet, you should see those links now, and you can go there to listen to the discussion, and that might help you also.
Yep, that will help. I've got to find that.
And you have a hand from Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian, please.
Yeah. Maybe I will be happy if somebody can give me the link of the document you made comments. And I suggest...
Well, why don't I make him again? Because I think that version is now sufficiently old that it might be confusing, and I don't mind making them again on the latest. But I would like an action for Jennifer or Nagar to send me the latest, because I don't want to make it on an old version. send the whole list, the latest Google Doc for URL, and the action that Casey will put my comments back in. And so now I'm looking at the spreadsheet.
That was sent with the email last week, which included a PDF copy of the document and the link, but we'll be glad to send it to you again.
You mean version 4? Is it still?
That is correct. That's the current version. There has been no change since then. That is the version we'll be discussing on the call this week, well, tomorrow.
Great. Okay. And the spreadsheet... I'm looking at it and I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to see. Maybe I'm looking at an old. Oh no, I'm looking at an old one. Can somebody put that spreadsheet?
Casey, if you go into the, this is Jennifer, the final column, it's column I in the spreadsheet. It says links to team discussions and yeah, then.
Okay, I got it. So I see. So it's a link to the page. Oh, but it's not a link. It's a text that could be a link.
Yeah, it's tricky with Excel because it doesn't let you put more than one link in there. So unfortunately, you just have to copy and paste it into your browser.
Oh, this is brutal. Okay. Okay, I will give that a shot. Yep. Okay, I will give that a shot. I can't do it by tomorrow's call, but this week. So that's the action, is that Casey's going to go look at the transcripts and try to figure out how some of these assessments were arrived at, and then use that to inform my suggestions in the text.
Sounds like a plan. All right.
Okay, anything else?
Not for me.
Okay, I think we can read the action items and then close up.
Thanks, this is Jennifer. Well, I actually only took that one action item that you just read there, Casey, since it sounds like you have the links to the latest documents already.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, a good day, bye-bye.
Thanks everyone, bye-bye.